You wide awake.
Hello and welcome, people of Earth. This is the Wide Awake at 3 a.m. podcast. I'm your host, it's Cole Smithson. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. This is my inaugural episode of Wide Awake at 3 a.m. I am wide awake. It is 3 a.m. So at least that is honest so far. We'll see about the rest. Today, I'm just going to do a brief introduction of the podcast, who I am, what I'm trying to do here, and as we go on from here, the podcast will get a little bit more fleshed out. I plan on having some guests on. I already have some special guests booked for you guys. We're going to talk about some cool shit. I'm really, really excited. So thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm going to get into myself a little bit. My name's Cole Smithson, like I said at the top of the show. I'm 22 years old from Wilmington, Delaware, born October 8th, so shout out all my Libras out there keeping the scales. Shout out Burke, shout out E-Hutch, shout out Lagos. Love y'all. Some of y'all gotta be like, it's not really 3 a.m., he's just pulling our chain. He's just gonna post this at 3 a.m., that doesn't really count. Well, I'll tell you guys what, it is actually 3:15 on the clock right now. So maybe I am a liar. Maybe don't trust anything I say. Awkward. Some of y'all gotta be wondering how I'm gonna do this at 3 a.m., bring you guests, all that stuff. Well, I'm gonna figure it out, because my sleep schedule's already not very good, and I don't imagine it getting better from this podcast, but I guess we'll have to see there. The middle of the night really is my favorite time to be awake, that's why I'm coming to you guys in these hours. I think it's the best time to be alone with your thoughts, alone with the world, alone with the universe. When's the last time you guys sat outside for an extended period of time? 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, by yourself, and just really sat with yourself, really sat with your thoughts, sat alone with the universe, your God, whatever you believe in, Oprah Winfrey, and really just got in touch with yourself, really got in touch with the universe, really got in touch with that side of yourself that you don't get to be a lot. How often do you get to be outside and totally unbothered by other human beings? It's so rare. Especially the closer you get to a city. These times for personal self-reflection in the middle of the night really have broadened my perspective on the world, myself, the people around me. And I hope that these thoughts and perspectives can help broaden yours as well. Hell, show your parents this podcast. Teach them about socialism. That's what I'm doing. Throw me under the bus. You don't have to tell them the truth. Hey, Mom, Dad, my friend Cole started this crazy podcast where he talks about all these crazy ideas about how we make life better for everyone and not just for rich people. Just an idea. Some of y'all just like your sleep a lot more than me. That's definitely true. If you know me, you know I don't sleep nearly enough for half a human being. But also, I don't believe in time, especially not as a linear construct, so you win some, you lose some, I guess, with that point of view. I recently graduated from the University of South Carolina. Go Cox! I really loved my time in college as a student. Hated my time in South Carolina as a person, you know, because of the racism. But other than that, what I'm really trying to do with this podcast here is connect with you guys, the listeners. I know a lot of you guys are my friends. I know a lot of you guys know me, but this applies to you guys and people I've never met before. Thank you for listening. I truly appreciate you, and I appreciate that you're here on this earth with me. We're all here together, and we need to be reminded that a little bit more. Another thing I promise to all of you, you always have someone to reach out to. Please don't hesitate. I'm always here for you guys. I love you guys. Most of you already know, even if I don't. If you're in a bad place, I'm here for you. Any day of the week, anytime. I ask only one thing of my listeners, genuinely. Please just be with me during these pods. Open up your ears, but mostly open up your hearts and open up your minds. We're going to travel through space and time together, ladies and gentlemen. Sit here with me. I'm with you guys. And you always have someone to reach out to. You always have a friend. You always have me. That is my promise to you guys. Reach out, DM, text me, Snapchat me, email me, Venmo me. I'm here for you guys. You guys be here for me. I think that we can have a really beautiful partnership together. And I think we can have a symbiotic relationship where I help you, you help me. We're coming here for free thought. We're coming here for new ideas. Please don't hesitate to reach out. I want your ideas and I want to put them out there for you. This is a FUBU podcast. For us, by us, the people, the real people. Not corporations, like the Supreme Court will tell you are people. Not billionaires who are completely out of touch with the rest of society. I don't want to scare some of y'all off. This isn't just going to be news, politics. This isn't just going to be the boring or scary stuff. We're going to get real wonky on this podcast. We're going to get into some really interesting topics. We're going to talk about drugs. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories. We're going to talk about the government screwing you. We're going to talk about dubstep. Sorry, folks. I need my blamp blamp music. You can't take that from me. Especially not you, Joe Biden. We're going to talk about interdimensional travel. We're going to talk about how society relies on the honor system. And cooperation. How it teaches you these constructs from a very young age to trap you in a prison of your own mind. They tell you time equals money. They're right, people. Time's not real. Neither is money. We're going to talk about how insurance companies are all scams. All of them. Even the good ones. Even yours. Yeah, even State Farm. Even Chris Paul probably knows that. Like I said before, but I really want to emphasize this, if you guys have any ideas you want to get on the pod, any topics you want to discuss, any thoughts, any comments, any questions, any disagreements, all I'm asking from you guys, my listeners, is to have an open mind. We're coming here for new, exciting ideas, ideas that aren't talked about in a lot of circles, and we're coming here to listen to each other. I promise I will listen to you guys as much as y'all listen to me. Please reach out. Don't hesitate. Genuinely, even if this thing stays small and just people I know, friends, I hope I hear as much from you guys as you do from me. I know this gets recorded, dumped in a big vault with all the rest of my metadata, but I want you to hear this too, Uncle Sam. I want you to hear this podcast, and I want you to hear how we're fed up. We're done with the same mistakes, we're done with the platitudes, we're done with the half measures, and we're absolutely done with nothing being done for regular ass people. But I definitely don't want to scare some of y'all off. We're going to talk about some really cool topics, we're going to have some really cool people on. But we're definitely going to talk about the news a little bit. I think it's important in this country because there's a need for independent media, and there's a shift to it. Corporate media's failed us. Corporate media's been failing us. This is not new information. Americans don't trust the media. How scary of a proposition is that? That we live in a country, I have the stats right in front of me from a new Gallup poll, no one in this country trusts the media. And why would they? I don't blame them. I don't trust the media. And I'm technically part of it. These Gallup poll stats are really disheartening. Especially for my young people out there. The poll shined a spotlight on my people, the millennials and Gen Zers, people under 30. Less than one-fifth, 19% of people under 30 in this country said that they trusted the media. How much does that scare you? Because it horrifies me. I went to school where they were training journalists. There's a building on that campus, one that I frequented, that they trained the very people that most people in this country do not trust. These numbers look especially terrible when at least 8 in 10 Americans believe the media is good for democracy, keeping citizens informed, holding leaders accountable. 80%+, that's most Americans. Some of these are 90%+. I know polls can be faulty, but Gallup always does a really good job with this kind of stuff. And who do you know that trusts the media? That's almost a better question for me at this point, because I want to know who you are. I want to know why you don't question things. I want to know why you listen to what's told to you, no matter what it is. I'm genuinely curious. I'm not trying to be a dick right now. One of the biggest reasons for this distrust with the new mainstream news media in this country by its citizens is this push for non-biasism in U.S. news media. They implore young journalists in this country, and I was one of them. I was one of them walking into a major university, thinking I was going to be taught how to be a watchdog and told not to be biased, told not to express any political affiliation, told not to say that people are liars, people are racist, people have put forth bad policies before and they will again. These are all biased statements according to journalism textbooks, according to journalism professors, but statements that will not allow you to be taken seriously in the realm of ideas in the United States, especially not if you want to make money, especially not if you want to make it on a newspaper, on a TV station. That's one of the biggest things I learned going to journalism school, is that non-biasism is biased. When CNN or whatever other news network has a climate scientist debating a Republican politician, that's not biased. There are two sides in that issue, I guess. But one of them is right and one of them is wrong. If you try to do a balancing act in the middle of two ideas and one is incorrect and the other is correct, you are favoring the incorrect one to make it unfairly balanced with the correct one. That Republican politician doesn't know dog shit about climate change, but they're given the same platform and the same number of minutes and the same audience and the same voice as a climate scientist, as a person who has gotten degrees, who has spent their life's work on something that they're trying to do for the rest of us. And they're insulted by going on the news, again in quotes, news, and debating someone who is essentially scientifically illiterate. You explain to me how non-biasism isn't biased. You explained to me how I had multiple professors tell me that racism wasn't a story in South Carolina because it was South Carolina. Is that non-biased? Is that just objective good journalism? Or is that biased to the state of South Carolina but not legitimately reporting anything inside of it? If you're a state reporter in South Carolina and you're not talking about racism, what are you talking about? Because that's one of the places that's most prevalent. If it doesn't matter in South Carolina, it doesn't matter anywhere, and we're not done fighting racism in this country. Non-biasism doesn't allow media to be the watchdog that it is designed to be. Media is designed to keep people in power in check. What other purpose would the media have other than to entertain? I like entertainment as much as I'm sure many of you listening like entertainment, but that's not what the news is for. But every news segment I watch, every news show I watch, ends with a fluff piece about something cute that happened. And the world is not a cute place full of puppies and unicorns. It is, but that's not what the news is. If I want to watch puppies, I will go to YouTube and watch puppies. We have the internet. We do not need to be given good bits of information in tiny little bites at the end of our news so that we forget all the bad stuff. That's what it's designed to do, people. I really do hope you know that. The kicker at the end is designed to wash all of the bad information from your mind. Forget about that stuff. Why do you think they don't open or close with the bad information? Because that's what your brain remembers the most. They know this. They absolutely know this. That's why they're doing it. Fluff pieces aren't real news. They have a place in our society, but after we've covered all of the legitimate news. I think a big place for news growth in this country is news commentary. Watching all of the other media and making an informed opinion on it that people can digest, because I think often a problem in this country is people don't know how to read the news. They don't know what's true. They don't know what's real. They know it's biased, but they don't know how it's biased. It is the opinion of most journalism professors, most journalists, that it is biased to say that Trump says hateful, racist rhetoric and that hate crimes have gone up in his time in office to a 16-year high, according to the FBI. Now, of course, those aren't directly related. Donald Trump is not going out and perpetrating racial crimes, but he is spreading the message, and he obviously has a powerful message. When he said to inject bleach, there were people that showed up in the hospital having drank or injected bleach. So you can't tell me that people aren't listening, that he does not have an impact. It is biased not to tell people that he's a racist and a liar and a sexual assaulter at every turn, because it matters when he's governing the country. You infinitely pea-brained simps. Seriously, it's not that hard, guys. Kind of my last thought I wanted to leave you guys with today before we get into our meditation. Oh yes, there's a meditation. Is this idea of what non-biased, again in quotes, media can do to a population over time? And by non-biased, I of course mean biased, corporatist, for-profit media. This country seems to believe that corporatism is a legitimate political philosophy. The corporate Democrats and the Republicans in this country, which is most of the governing people, it's not most of the country, it's not what most of the country believes on issue to issue. You have people in this country that believe that corporatism is a legitimate political philosophy. I don't know who needs to hear this. The Supreme Court, obviously. Corporations are not people. They'll never be people. They never were people. They're made up of people. But so are football teams. Are football teams people? I guess they are, because they're corporations. Don't listen to the Supreme Court. Do you see what I mean? That is the great law of the land. And in 2004, they made a landmark decision that irreparably changed the U.S. government forever, allowing people to literally donate as much as they want to political campaigns with no oversight. This concept is pushed in schools as young as elementary school, and definitely as you get into middle and high school, but of becoming a productive member of society. Genuinely think about that phrase for a moment. What does it mean to be productive? Someone's productivity is someone else's failure. We're all different. We all want different things. Some people want McMansions and some people just want to be happy. What does it mean to be productive? If I have an entirely happy family but a smaller house than you, where you live with your miserable family, are you just more productive than me because you pushed more buttons or you were in more conference calls? What does that mean? What does it mean to be a corporatist? To believe that corporations should be the ultimate law of the land, the ruling body, the people that control Congress and everyone in it? That's not a legitimate political philosophy as much as it's a political philosophy that I should get what I want and na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. That's as good and right and correct of a political philosophy as corporatism. Politics, especially in a representative democracy, which we do not have, do not listen to anyone that says that. Why aren't the politicians representing you then? If it's a representative democracy, where's my representation? So many people have drank the Kool-Aid in this country. It's legitimate to say that Jeff Bezos earned his money. People drink the Kool-Aid and are obsessed with being productive to their own ends. People put themselves on the hamster wheel. They don't even need to get told, yes, no, sit down, go over here. They're already ready to sell out. They're already ready to become productive, whatever that means. Really think about that. Think about if that's who you want to be. Think about if that's what you want to happen to your loved ones. Spread this message. Corporatism, not a political philosophy. I'll only accept it's a political philosophy if you look me in the eyes and tell me I don't care about people at all. I just care about profit margins for my shareholders, and I care about the 1,000 people, 10,000 people that actually hold any sort of sway or power in this country. That's what I care about. Fuck everyone else. And if you ask for anything, you get nothing. And if you keep asking for anything, we'll take shit away from you. And if you keep asking for stuff, we'll kill you in the street. And if you keep asking for stuff and protest in the street, we'll give you pennies, scraps, and nothing. The corporatists know that capitalism is based on an honor system, and they're not upholding their side of the bargain. If you profit from a system, you must give back to it. You owe the people of that country, of that system, that made you this wealthy individual, you owe them something. Think about all these people facing evictions or whatever right now. Jeff Bezos doesn't want to help them out. They probably ordered Amazon, but it doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter if they lined his pockets, because why the fuck would he help them out? That's about all I'm going to get into today. Thank y'all for joining me so much on my first episode here, or wide awake at 3 a.m. Man, is it late or early, depending on your perspective. We're going to see how this goes. But with every episode, I'd like to end on a meditation, on some ideas that you can take into the rest of your life, into the rest of your day. These are just some things to think about. And it'll always be a nice, calm way to get out of here. I hope that sounds good. Follow me on social media, at Cole Smithson on Instagram, at Chaz Sampson on Twitter. Follow the podcast at Wide Awake at 3 on Instagram, at Wide Awake at 3, 3 spelled THR, the number 3. That's on Twitter. All right, guys. I hope you enjoy the meditation. Have a good one. Peace out. Namaste. Become one with the universe. Are we real? Question everything. What is real? And what does that even mean? Check your sources, people. Is entertainment used to distract us? What if everything you were ever told was part of an elaborate game? If you think the news is bad, what do you think about history?